A new study shows that Syracuse now has the highest rate of poverty among blacks and Hispanics in the United States' largest metropolitan areas. High child poverty rates in New York City has spurred some action, including a state-funded anti-poverty task force in Rochester. Now Binghamton is getting on board, too. As Solveig Wasvet reports, leaders there say they need a new approach.
Superintendent Mary Kay Fries says there's a poverty crisis at Johnson City Schools.
We have had elementary students dumpster dive in restaurant receptacles in the village in order to get food that has been thrown out. There's never enough.
Fries spoke at a public meeting. She says teachers and coaches often feed students in class and before practice.
But how much longer can we expect the staff of Johnson City Schools to be their parent, their protector, their provider, as well as their teacher while taking care of their own families?
Questions like Fry's spurred the meeting and an anti-poverty campaign headed by the Broome County United Way. The organization will use a $100,000 state grant to find a new approach to the problem. Director Alan Hertel says they'll gather neighborhood-level data to help direct what they do. Joe Salopak of the Broome County Council of Churches says too often the area's anti-poverty approaches get stuck on an old economic reality.
We always had these large employers who gave jobs, and we were somewhat captive to the idea that a large employer is going to come in and rescue us.
Salopak says people need to become entrepreneurs instead. He takes that literally. His group is starting a Southside Wellness Center in Binghamton that will offer financial literacy classes alongside a traditional food pantry. Low-income people will be members instead of clients with input into operations. They'll choose which services they receive from a menu that includes yoga classes and career training.
It's treating a person as a whole person, you know, body, soul, spirit, that kind of thing. It's more than just treating them as a hungry belly.
The United Way's Alan Hertel says their task is bigger than anyone knows. He says the federal definition of poverty is hugely inaccurate.
A married couple with two children at home needs to earn less than $23,600 a year to qualify as being below the poverty level. That's just kind of crazy.
A Rutgers University project puts the bare minimum for a family of four between $40,000 and $70,000 a year, depending on location. Among other factors, that accounts for child care, an issue community leaders named as one of upstate New York's biggest challenges. I'm Solveig Wasvet for WRVO News.